listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, the Radio Land. How are you? This is Landon with you live in the studio this morning on this fine Saturday. It's beautiful outside. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. All right, look, I'm going to give you some call letters real quick like I always do. Call letters, emails, and we'll get rolling with this. This is a great teaching. If you have, there was a death this week of someone I just dearly loved. And they were young and they were precious and it just really... It put me in a situation to wrestle with God for some answers on that kind of stuff. So if you have anyone who has lost anyone in their family ever or recently that's hurting, please call them, have them tune into this station right now this morning, WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial. We're going to deal with how to deal with that. So if you're a parent that's lost a child, if you're anybody that's lost your loved one, a husband lost a wife, wife lost a husband, that kind of thing, you want to call them and you want to say, look, man, please tune in. If you're a brother that lost your brother or brother that lost your sister, that kind of thing, have them tune in. Call them right now. Say, look, man, get on your radio, WCNO.com on your FM. It's 89.9. Now, on your computer, WCNO.com, click on live broadcast. You're in with us right now. WCNO.com, live broadcast. You're in right now. Anywhere in the world, you can go to WCNO.com and do that. So call anybody anywhere and say, hey, tune in right now. I'll give you Gmail and I'll give you... another way to listen to us online during the week afterwards, okay, at the end of the program. But right now, you can call up here today if you need prayer or if you want to get just a closer walk with God and get more in His presence and learn how the Comforter, we're going to talk about that, the Holy Spirit operates. He's called the Comforter. That's the only way you're going to receive comfort in the midst of this is through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. That's His name in Scripture. It's His name. If you decide, you know what, I need a close relationship. I need some comfort. I need to know this Holy Spirit you're talking about. Call up here. 221-1100. 221-1100 is the local number. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. So if you're local, it's 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. You got it? All right. Listen close. Like I said, if you got anyone that's hurting over the grief or loss of somebody, have them tune in this morning. WCNO.com. Or 89.9 FM on your FM dial if you're local. Every week I've come on for the past several weeks, and I've asked you as a body of believers with me, and even those that didn't believe, it was a good time for you to start. But listen, I said, please help me. We got to pray for Kelly. I have a little friend, Kelly. She's going through cancer. It looks bad. We need a miracle from God. We need to pray for Kelly. We need to pray for Kelly. You've heard me say this Saturday after Saturday. Well, my little buddy Kelly went to heaven this past week. All right. Now, she is a girl we've all been praying for. And when I come on the air on Saturday mornings, I've been asking you and you've been joining me. And there's been hundreds of people, maybe thousands, I don't know, praying for Kelly. So, and just a beautiful young lady. Okay. So I began to wrestle with this. The whole thing. You know, I have an unreal relationship with you, Father God. We're as tight as a man and his God can be. And I don't understand. When I petitioned you, I was on the air. I had the whole town over the airways praying, rebuking the enemy off of her for this cancer and everything. So I just began to wrestle with God over this whole thing. How in the world can a child of God be stricken with cancer or whatever else for that matter? I just didn't understand it. Why would God allow that to happen? I was thinking, you know. So I wrestled with God for answers. I wrestled with my thoughts. I wrestled with God. I don't understand. Then I'd wrestle with my thoughts some more, and I'd wrestle with God. You know what I mean? So the bottom line is, I wasn't happy with God's decision to remove her from this earth. I wasn't happy with God being God or God's timing. None of it. None of it pleased me like it's supposed to please me. You know, the whole thing is funny when you think about it. I'm wrestling with God because He's God and because He pulled the God card and did what God can do when God wants to do it anytime. And I didn't like it. Landon Allen didn't like it. I was upset with God over that. So, and then I thought, you know what? I thought, man, all I preach is how glorious heaven will be. I mean, the Lord really put me through a very serious education this week. All I preach is how glorious heaven will be, how I can't wait to be with the Lord. Oh, I can't wait to be with the Lord, to meet the Lord. I can't wait to be with the Lord. If he comes today, I'm ready. If the Lord takes me today, I'm ready. Kenny Chesney, I'm sure you've all heard this song, had a song. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now. Everybody wants to go to heaven. I'm sure you heard it, right? And I used to hear that song. I used to get so mad. I'd think, man, how can he say that? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now. What do you mean? I want to go right now. God wants to take me to heaven right now. I'm ready. If you don't desire to go now, you must not know him very well, I would think. You know what I mean? And then when someone dear to me, when it was their time, and God called a beautiful, what was Kelly, 22, maybe 24. She was right there, 22, 24 years old. When God called her home, it just upset. I didn't like it. I didn't like nothing about God being God at that time. And then I realized, I mean, I really had to check myself. I thought, wait a minute, man. I got this thing twisted up. Just because it didn't please me in my natural. And then I realized, you know what? Kelly saw God. Kelly saw the glory of God. Kelly saw the hand of God come down. She smelled the aroma, the amazing aroma of heaven. You know? And then she got washed in the essence of God's presence. And here I am upset with God for doing such a wonderful thing. Wow. I thought, if I'm not excited to taste that, if I'm not yearning to see Jesus, to be in his presence, to kiss my mama, to exactly or actually be in heaven, grateful for the privilege of being there, then what am I believing? Huh? If I didn't get excited because God saved one of his children like he promised, I am your savior. I'm your redeemer. I'll come for you. I've purchased you with my blood. You are my precious possession. I have purchased you with my blood. I will not leave you orphan, Jesus said. I will come for you. He did exactly what he said. He did exactly what he said. He did not leave her orphan. He came for her and drew her unto himself. And I thought, wait a minute, man. I got to really reevaluate everything. I got to reevaluate. Where do I stand? That my life here is better than the life there? That my life here on this earth is more precious than going to heaven? That, hey, God, look, listen, man, I am perfectly happy. My house has run well. My yard is beautiful. My house is in order. My wife loves me. My kids love me. Hey, look, I'm good, God, okay? I trust you and I love you. But listen, if you just keep everyone in my family healthy, 100% healthy, I'll be good. But leave us alone. Don't come calling on nobody. Don't mess with us. Don't be God now. Just keep my family safe and then just leave us alone and we're good, okay? That's kind of where I was. And I think there's a lot of people there. I think that we don't realize that we, I don't want to say use God, but just work with me here for words. We use God for our benefit. Instead of serving God because he's the almighty, powerful God and realizing that everything, this world is in the control of his hand. At the blink of an eye, he can change anything, anytime he wants to, any way he wants to. He's actually God. I don't think we look at it that way as the supreme being in whom we serve. And we say we serve him. To be a servant of somebody is different than having a relationship with them because it's beneficial for us. See, I think there's a fine line there. I think we serve God because we know it's a good safe haven and it's beneficial and all that kind of stuff. Why are we not needing him desperately every second of every waking day? Why are we not craving him? Why are we not desperate for God? I'm going to tell you. When I had to wrestle, I wrestled with God for this stuff because we're walking in the natural. We think we're in the spirit. All right, we're doing our church on Sunday. Well, like me, I'm the drummer for the church I go to, so I'm drumming. I'm at band practice on certain nights, and I'm church on Sunday. And man, I'm there. But where are you in your? I don't want to say your mental capacity, but it's part of it. In your mental capacity. By your spirit, are you stirring up the gift within you? Are you stirring up the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit in you? Is he even in you? Have you invited him in you? Have you talked to God enough to say, God, into your hands, I commit my life. Now, please, please fill me with that spirit that you talk about. Your Bible talks about the Holy Spirit all the time. The Spirit's the comforter. The Spirit quickens us. The Spirit gives life. Well, I need to experience that, Lord. I need the Holy Spirit in me to quicken me, to comfort me, to give life, to be there. He's called the Wonderful Counselor. I need counsel, and I need it from you so I know I'm getting the right answer, so I know I'm getting the truth. You refer to the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit as Spirit of Truth. So if I have that Spirit within me, I'm going to receive truth. I need that, Lord. I need that desperately. I need that desperately. I don't need to be in the natural. Keeping our eye. Now, here's the thing. If we haven't done that, if we're the guy that I mentioned a few just a little bit ago about, well, you know, we're in church, we drag our kids, we go to the Easter program every year, that kind of thing. Well, the funny thing is, as I watch people, we keep our eye on the spiritual. I mean, we keep close enough to the spiritual. You know, we do the church on Sunday and whatever to make sure that we have enough general understanding that if we get in a pickle, we think, well, I've got enough relationship with God that if I get in a bind, I can call on God. Guess what? It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. And the other thing is, God being God and being a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart, don't you think he knows that you really don't love him the way you should? That you just keep him kind of there on the shelf in case you need him? That you keep a Bible handy in case you need? Read a proverb every now and then. You can recite Psalm 23. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I think we need to look and open our eyes and go, listen, here's a good check and balance system. Do I really love God the way I think I do? If he came tomorrow and called me home, am I cool with that? Am I ready? Is heaven what I expect it to be? Am I excited to go there? Am I yearning to go there? Do I desire to go there? Am I craving it? Am I saying, God, if you come now and take me to heaven, I'm cool with that, man. I just want to be with you. I just want to live in your kingdom. I just want to love you. I want to serve you all the days of my life. I want to praise you. I want to glorify you just like the angels in heaven. I want to sing to you. Is that where you're at? If you're thinking, Landon, that's crazy, I don't want all that, then you better watch it. You better watch it. Listen, let's say God tomorrow calls someone in your family, in your household. Oh, Landon, how dare you say that? Listen, let's say tomorrow God comes and calls your son. Where are you at? Where are you at? Is he an awful God? How dare you do that? What kind of God would do that? I'm not serving a God that would do that. Or is he the God of the Bible that he says he is? He came, he saved, he's your savior, he's your salvation. In and of himself, Christ Jesus is your salvation. Did he come and save your child? Did he pluck them out of this earth right into his hands? Are they in glory? Are they with him in heaven? Are you praising him for it? Are you grateful and thankful? Are you going, Lord, I've got four kids, and now I only have three to worry about because I know that one is safe in your arms. Thank you. You are faithful. You did exactly what you said, and that one is safe in your arms, and I'm happy. I don't have to worry about him. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen to the cares of this world. I don't have to worry about their husband treating them bad or their wife treating them bad. I don't have to worry about it. They're not going to get addicted to anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're in your arms. You're a good, faithful God that's solid, and I love you. Is that where you're at, or would you be mad at him? Would you be mad at God for being God? Listen, 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 listen. Okay? Here's what happens. Here's what happens. And like I said, we keep our eye on the spiritual and we keep our eye on God enough that if we think we need him, we can call on him, but we don't have that awesome, intimate relationship walk every day. If you kept your eye on your spouse and they were just there and you kept them close enough that if you need them, you know, if I need a little loving in bed or if I need a kiss, I know where you are. I'll call you. Well, you guess what? You don't have a good relationship. You don't have a good marriage. You know, if you're not coming home excited to see them and can't wait to get that first kiss and to give them a hug and tell them you love them and how your day was, that's the relationship you need. Or sometimes we're just seasonal too. We're just seasonal Christians. I'm in the spirit one day and I'm in the flesh the other. I'm in the spirit one day, then I'm in the flesh the other. I'm ready to heal the world and pray for the sick and all that one day. And the next day, man, leave me alone. I got problems. I'm mad. I'm upset. My flesh is mad. Just leave me alone. I got a right to be mad. Where are we? I'm saying, where are you? You really got to check yourself today. Where are you? Here's some characteristics. Let me give you these characteristics. Let me give you the phone number again, too. 221-1100 is the local. 221-1100. Really easy. If you look at your phone, 221 right at the top. Then you hit that same one that you're on. 11, go down 00. It's not hard. It's not hard to pick up the phone and call and say, you know what, man? Whew, you're right, Landon. You're right. I'm not really in the spirit the way I think I should be. I'm kind of a God on the shelf sort of person. And I'll take him off when I need him. I call on him when I need him. But when I don't have an issue, when I don't need God, then I don't really need him interrupting my life either, you know? Now, if you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. We better check ourselves and get more intimate with the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's where we need to be. I think we have a live call. We got a live call? Unreal. Someone wants God. Thank you. Good morning, WCNO.
Good morning. I'm calling. First of all, I just want to say that I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm really good with it.
We were praying too.
Yeah, were you? It felt like I lost the battle, but we actually won. I just had to get God to straighten my vision out a little bit. But thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, I was listening to what you were saying, and uh-huh. I'm saved, and I've been saved for a while, but I want to go deeper. I don't want just to be like on a surface. I want to be so deep in the Lord that anything that comes against us will be able to stand, because I was, you know, reading in the fifth chapter of Acts, mm-hmm. I believe it's the 41st verse,
okay.
when the disciples really got into the Holy Ghost, they were deep in the Holy Ghost,
right.
They were able to rejoice after suffering shame for his name. And I want that.
Yeah, it'll change your vision. It'll change the way you see things. We look at things in the natural. When you can see it from the Spirit, when the Comforter or the Holy Ghost will guide you through it, you'll see it in a manner that God sees it, and you can get through anything. You can weather any storm when you look at it through His eyes. But you're right. We got to have the Comforter. We got to have the Holy Ghost down in us in order to come up out of us and help us in that time of trouble. You're absolutely right. And that's what I'm going to try to do today. I'm going to walk here in just a second. I'm going to go into that. I'm going to exactly what you said. How and why the Comforter needs to be a part of this whole thing. You know? Man, that's awesome. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
And thanks for being there every Saturday. People like you that make this whole thing possible. Thank you very much.
And pray for me, too. My name is Sharon. Just pray for me that I go deeper
Oh, Sharon, I'll talk to you. I will. Sharon, let's just do it right now. Everybody, not just Sharon, okay? Ready, Sharon? Father God, we're just going to petition your throne room right now. We're going to come to you right now. Sharon and everybody else within the sound of my voice that wants to go deeper with you, create in us a new heart, Lord. Create in us a hunger for you. Create in us the desire against all natural desires to crave the milk from the Word, to crave the meat from the Word. None of this talk that we're talking about, going deeper with God, getting more intimate, understanding the Holy Spirit is going to happen without your Word. All right, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So to get there without the Word is absolute crazy thinking. We understand we're going to have to labor in your Word and get intent with you to get to know you, and we're willing to do that. Lord, please pour out your Spirit upon all flesh in these days, like you prophesied in the book of Joel. Please pour out your Spirit on all flesh today. Yes, we thank you, and we thank you for Sharon and everybody else that's listening, that loves you and is trying to serve you, Lord. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Sharon, thank you so much.
All right, and tell your father hello. God bless you.
Oh, I will. Hey, listen, because I'm going to give something cool at the very end of the program. I'm going to talk about this big event we got coming up, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby, I'll see you.
All right, bye.
Okay, listen, she's right. And let's go ahead and dive into the spiritual side of this. Let me give you the fruits of the Spirit. There's some characteristics that'll kind of help you understand where you are. When you look in Scripture, okay, the characters of the Spirit, the characteristics that are associated with the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering. These are things. Long-suffering. My little friend Kelly understood that. Long-suffering, peace, joy, kindness, goodness. You see that? Love. Love is the biggest one. Love is number. And then the characteristics that are associated with the flesh or the natural man are what? Anger, bitter, malice, malicious intents, wrath, jealousy. So you got to ask yourself, well, do I find myself angry a lot? Am I bitter at other people, at my job, at my spouse, at my children for interrupting me, at whatever it is? Am I malicious? No, I'm not malicious. Do you ever do things with the intent of, they'll never know, but I'm going to do this and kind of use them because when I do, it's going to help me? Huh? Think about it, man. Think about it. Where are you? What characteristics are you exemplifying? Because what's coming out of you as your character is what defines you. If you're exemplifying love, joy, peace, patience, and long-suffering, then guess what? You're in the Spirit. But if the anger comes upon you often, if the bitterness, if the resentment, if the hate, if the malicious thoughts come to you, if the lustful flesh desires you and craves you in your mind, you're not in the Spirit. Stop fooling yourself. You're not. You're in the natural. We've got to wake up and open our eyes, because here's what happened. I realized this week, okay, I realized I was looking at the hand of God through natural eyes. If you view the works of God through your natural thinking, it'll never make sense. And not only that, now listen closely. The things I'm about to say now are really deep. They're not, but they are. They're simple statements that you really got to meditate on to get the entirety of it for your spirit. If you view the works of God with your natural eyes, they'll still amaze you. When the sun comes up, it's amazing. When the rain just falls, it's amazing. You know what I mean? When God waters the earth every morning with the dew, it's just amazing. We can't do that. We don't have a sprinkler that good. But listen, if you view it with your natural eyes, it'll never make sense. If you're not walking continually in the Spirit, now listen, this is very serious. If you're not walking continually, Paul said, pray always, be constant. If you're not walking continually in the Spirit, when the Spirit interrupts your world, it's going to upset you. because you're in the natural. You can't understand. The Bible says the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God because they are not, they are spiritually discerned, and he's looking at and thinking in the natural. You can't discern spiritual things in the natural. You can only discern or understand spirit in the spirit. Jesus said this in John 14:26, but the comforter, which is what we need at times like this, anytime you're in a severe storm or anything, you need a comforter every day. But Jesus said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave you. Think about that. Now, I can't just walk up to you and say, here, I leave you peace. I don't have that authority. God does. Peace I leave you. He left us this peace. My peace. He said, my personal peace I give unto you. Then he gave the most profound thing, like I was just saying. He said, not as the world gives, give I unto you. In other words, you can't find what I'm talking to you about in this world. They can't give it to you. They don't have it to give. Only I do. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Listen to it this way. But the intercessor, that's the other word for comforter. I looked all these words up in the Greek, okay? Comforter in the Greek, if you look it up in your Strong's, is 3875 is the number. It means intercessor. But the one who intercedes between heaven and earth for us, but the one who intercedes between heaven and earth for us continually, all the time, daily. But the intercessor, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the parent, that's the word for father, whom the parent will send in my name. He, and when you look that up, it means in my very own, personal name. I'm getting personal with you. I'm allowing you to take on my name, just like when you get married, the wife takes the husband's name. He's saying, I'm giving you the privilege of taking on and using my name, becoming my child, my family member, and you belong to Jesus. You know, you can say, I am a child of Jesus. They go, oh, Jesus, your father? I ain't messing with you. You know what I mean? All right. Whom the parent will send in my very own name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Quietness or rest I leave with you. That's what it means, that peace. Quietness or rest. There's some of you that have been going through storms for so many years. There's some of you that lost your son or lost your daughter years ago. You've never gotten over it. You don't talk about it anymore because years have gone by and people think you healed. You have not healed. You are dying on the inside every day. You hurt every day. You grieve every day. And you still serve God, but you're not intimate with God because in your mind, God did you wrong. In your mind, in your natural thinking, your best ability, the smartest person, your intellectual understanding at its maximum capacity, God did me wrong, man. I went through all this trouble. I birthed this child. I raised this child, and God did me wrong. He took my child. He allowed it to happen. God controls all things. I still don't understand. Oh, I serve him, and I love him, but I don't understand. And I'm not happy about it, and I don't mind telling you so. There's some of you that need to get rest. You need this quietness, this peace. In the Greek, it's 1515 if you want to look it up. In the Greek, quietness. I need the quiet. Jesus is saying this, not me. Jesus said, quietness, I leave with you. Rest, my rest, I leave with you. My quietness and my rest, I give unto you. Not as the world gives unto you, because they don't have it to give, but I do. Then in John 16:13-14, John 16:13-14, if you don't look in your Bible, you're missing out. John 16:13-14, howbeit, he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear from me, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Ready? He will show you things to come. What did he just say here? He will glorify me. He'll receive of mine and show it unto you. Think about that. When you look that up, okay? All right? The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak. The Spirit, the breath, the breeze. So you got to be in tune with God to catch that breath. It's going to pass you right by if you're not listening. The Spirit's not going to knock you over the head. Okay? The other thing is, he says the word preach. He uses the word preach here. All right? You don't realize it, but he says the Spirit speaks. Speak is to utter words. When you look up that word speak, whatsoever he shall speak, he shall not speak of himself, but only speak the things that he hears from me, he said. That word is to utter words. It means speak is to literally utter words. So all that we don't hear from God thing is a hoax. If you want to hear from God, if you desire to hear from God, God's desiring to help you, to guide you, to comfort you, and to utter words to you. And the other word in the Greek for that word speak is to preach. He will preach to you the comfort. The only reason you have no peace in the midst of your severe storm is that you're not in the Spirit to have access to the fruits that are only available through Him. The Spirit comforts you in your spirit, not in your flesh. The Spirit of truth will guide you. There's only one comforter available in this life, and there's only one Spirit of truth. That's it, period. If we neglect our fellowship with God, we shut the door of fellowship with His Spirit. Now, while Kelly was delighted to see the hand of God, she'd been suffering in the flesh for a while. She was excited and delighted to smell that aroma of heaven and see the hand of God. I, as any natural dad, I was not happy that He came. Let's try to squeeze a few verses in, all right, after having the eyes of our understanding enlightened. Ready? We got to do this fast. I've only got a few minutes left. All right, Jesus said in John 15:4, abide in me and I in you. Now think about that. Meditate on that this week. Continually be one with me. Continually be one with me. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in me. All right? And then He says this, except it abide in the vine. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you unless you abide in me. No more can you except you abide in me. And then in 15, the very next verse, He says, I am, it's 15:5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. In case you're wondering why the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, what's that mean to me? You're the branch. You can't bear any fruit. You can't bear the comfort. You can't help someone unless you're abiding in Him. You got to look this week. I don't have time to go into it. Philippians 4, I want you to read 6-9. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. By everything with prayer, which is earnest worship, by supplication, which is your petition or your request. Be actually grateful when you give this petition and this request to God. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, what is that? That is that rest we just talked about. That's the rest we talked about. And the peace of God, excuse me, which passeth all understanding, the peace of God which passeth your natural understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, the rest that only God can give, will keep. That quietness and that rest in the midst of your storm can only come from Him. And He says right here that it will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. If you do not know the Holy Spirit, if you do not know Christ, you'd better call up here this morning. It's not too late. You better call up here and say, Landon, I don't have that peace. And you're right, I've been suffering a long time. I've been in a severe storm for 15 years, for 20 years, for 30 years. Something happened back then. I never understood it. So I wrote it off. I got bitter. I got anger with God. I've never seeked Scripture hard enough, and I've never labored. I've never fasted. I've never taken a week or two or 30 days and just labored in the Bible every day of my life to find it to God, so God will give me the understanding. I haven't labored enough to get the understanding, and I realize you're right. God probably didn't do me wrong. More than likely, I've been looking at it through my natural eyes. I can't see through the eyes of the Spirit. I haven't dove in deep enough to get that intimate relationship. I suggest you do that, because when God opened my eyes in the Spirit this week, I saw the whole thing different. I saw Him being faithful, merciful, loving her, taking her in His arms. She's in heaven. That's supposed to be the goal that we're after. The prize is to run the race here, Paul said, so that you can get to heaven and be with Christ. If He comes tomorrow, are you ready? Do you want to be with Him? Do you desire to go to heaven today? If not, you better check yourself. You better get in this Bible and say, oh man, I'm really not ready. I like my life here more than I do the one there. You better think about that this week. I want to leave you with that. Okay? Listen, it's not too late to call up here. 221-1100, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I need your support for this ministry. Please send some support to us at Bob Allen Ministry, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. I'd like to hear from you by Gmail, boballenministry@gmail.com. And listen, I'll see you at the Indian Riverside Park Easter morning at 6:30. Big program. Be there. I'll be a part of it. I'm the drummer. Find me. 6:30, Indian Riverside Park, April 20th. Love you. This is Landon for Lifeline.
A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Bob Allen Ministries, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is boballenministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.